Libraries are among the most treasured public spaces across Arizona. During the pandemic, all public libraries continue to provide services, but as Christina Estes reports from KJZZ's Business Desk, their operating models are now different.
About 40 miles southeast of downtown Phoenix.
So what you're going to do is you're actually going to pull forward to the number one.
Customers at Queen Creek Library get the curbside treatment.
What they're going to do is they're going to bring the books out for you and put them in your trunk.
That's a good idea.
Pre-COVID-19, Danica Martinez visited the library at least once a week to check out items for her family and herself.
Yeah, well, I'm one of those people who actually likes to hold a book.
Before the Maricopa County Library District launched curbside pickup 2 weeks ago, Martinez relied on an e-reader, an option not available to everyone.
The digital divide is real in Arizona.
Erin McFarlane is the customer service administrator for the library district, which welcomed nearly 3 million visitors last year.
The library is a great equalizer, right? So people come to the library because they might not be able to afford to get the books that they need and access the information that they need at a Barnes & Noble or an Amazon or your local Changing Hands bookstore. And so having those materials available for free was really important to our customers.
16 libraries in the state's most populous county offer curbside pickup, but not libraries in the state's most populous city.
It has been a topic of discussion for Phoenix Public Library.
Community relations manager Lee Franklin says they don't know what the risk is, and so Phoenix is erring on the side of caution by not offering curbside service.
We don't see an ability for us to do that and still prioritize, you know, maintaining that safe environment for our staff, our customers, and our visitors.
In March, the American Library Association urged all libraries to close until communities are no longer at risk of getting or spreading the coronavirus.
Once you park, open your trunk all the way, they'll come out.
Erin McFarlane says all county employees fulfilling curbside orders wear masks and gloves and stay at least 6 feet apart.
Most of our libraries also did a run-through so all of the staff could see and practice what this looked like with social distancing. The managers and supervisors all stressed to their staff, the most important thing here is safety.
In the city of Maricopa, curbside service began in late March, stopped when Governor Ducey issued a stay-at-home order, and then resumed this week. In Flagstaff, two libraries offer a twist to curbside. A staff member pulls requested materials, puts them in a bag, and leaves it on a table outside for pickup. There's no face-to-face contact.
Just so you know, though, we do hold on to them for 72 hours.
When customers return materials to libraries in Flagstaff, Maricopa, and Maricopa County, they cannot be checked out for at least 3 days. That's how long the virus that causes COVID-19 can live on plastic surfaces, according to a study involving the National Institutes of Health and the CDC.
I'm not particularly concerned about that.
Danica Martinez says she's not concerned about library books. She compares them to touching items at the grocery store.
Absolutely love the libraries, and I've appreciated this library so much, and I'm just so grateful for them.
Lee Franklin says Phoenix Public Library is planning a phased reopening to allow people safe access to physical materials. No date has been set, and the library continues to add more electronic options to its website.
We've seen about a 30% increase in the use of our ebook platforms. We've also been able to expand the streaming time that's available for our music platforms.
For now, in-person service remains off limits in Phoenix. The county's curbside pickup is going so well, it could stick around after the crisis ends.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you for doing this.
Yep.
Christina Estes, KJZZ News, Phoenix.